Speaker is Joan S. from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Joan. I'm an alcoholic. You're going to fix that for me. Oh, yeah. And I just can't tell you how happy I am to be here because I'm so grateful to be a sober member of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's just, I kid with people saying I'm on a mission, you know. I'm going to see how long I can keep going to meetings and stand on my own. And I just said something recently. I was kind of not doing so well. I couldn't stand up very well, to tell you the truth. But now, I mean, I'm grateful I'm still here, but I haven't missed a meeting. Somehow or other, I've gotten to a meeting. And for those of you that are fairly new, I know there's quite a few that introduced yourself and maybe some that didn't. And it reminded me, in a sense, of when I was new, that they used to say, is anybody here for their second or third meeting? And now you have to stand up and meet so we can look at you. You know what I'm saying? But I tell people that's important because we want to find you. Find you at the break and find you at the end of the meeting to welcome you. But it was a little different when I first got to Alcoholics Anonymous. My last drink was June 15th, 1957. I know you weren't born yet. I know. Get that out of the way. So you see how important it is. I'm still standing by myself. Yeah. I want you to really appreciate that fact, you know what I'm saying? But when I got here, it was different. It really was different because I didn't come here because I had a drinking problem. I got here because my mother was dying of alcoholism. My grandfather just died of alcoholism. And my mother called me and said, would I like to go to a meeting with her to see what helped her? Well, there's a lot of other stories. I had four children that were just, they aren't even in school yet. And I thought to myself, well, I haven't been out of the house for 7 years. Sounds like a place to go. No one's invited me any place for a long time. So I went to my first meeting in Pasadena. I forgot to get my watch off. I just turned 24 years old. Now, that may not mean anything to some of you now because a lot of you are that age and younger. But in those days, it was pretty young. People were mostly like 45, 50 years old. I mean, really old. Old people. And I thought, well, they should quit. They're so old, you know. And my mother was 42, so she was, you know, on the lower side. And anyway, that's how it was my introduction. But as I said, I didn't have a drinking problem. I had problems. None of you had problems like I had problems. And especially with that age difference, these old people would tell me, now, honey, it's going to be all right. You know, just don't drink, and all your problems are going to take care of themselves. And I looked at these four little problems that I had, and I didn't see how they were going to take care of themselves. Anyway, these people didn't understand me at all. And I was a victim of circumstances and bad breaks. If they'd had my problems, they would have drank too. I don't know when I ever caught on that I had any part in any of this at all. I had no idea that I had any part in my problems. It was they and them. If they and them hadn't done it, all these things, you know, if my husband hadn't left me when I was 22 years old and I had three children expecting a fourth, I mean, come on, you know. And my parents were divorced when I was four. You know, this is all, you know, it has nothing to do with anything, but I doubt it did. And all these things, and these people did these things. And I'm sitting there, like one example, maybe because of time, of how my drinking was later on. Because I didn't start till I was 12 years old. I don't know how I lived that long, 12 years old. But anyway, that distracted me. I do not have a good focus. I just get, anyway, where was I, Paul? Oh, yes, I'm getting to that, yes. We have done this a few times together. Sometimes I'm the speaker and he's 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? So we have a lot of fun. So anyway, that was what I was going to tell you about, this little story, the kind of example of how I was drinking at the time. And I would sit, and I knew that I couldn't drink during the day because I would get drunk. And I had these four babies to take care of, sort of, like, you know. And so I didn't drink. And when I didn't drink, I was not a very nice person. I just, because alcohol to me was a solution. It made everything kind of go away, and I didn't care anymore. I didn't care. And so anyway, I would put them to bed. And, of course, as time went on, I put them to bed a little earlier and earlier. But anyway, so I'm sitting in the living room with a drink in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and I'm playing my music. One was like Judy Garland entitled Alone, and one by Frank Sinatra entitled No One Cares. Now, that's what I was so much fun. It was pathetic. It was pathetic. I was just pathetic. And that was how I was when I used to sit there and hate people. I had a hate list, you know what I'm saying? And I'd hate my grandfather and my mother and everybody. And I would drink at them. And so that's kind of an example of how, isn't that pitiful? It's terrible. And but then, I did have my last drink. And that's what we used to say. We said, I had my last drink on June 15th, 1957. I had just turned 25 years old. So I went to meetings. I kept going to meetings all the time. Because you know why? Because you were nice to me. I'd never been around people, really. And been kind of locked up in this house. And they were so nice. And they kept saying, keep coming back. And I thought they liked me, you know. I didn't know you say it to everybody, but this is why I came back, because everybody wanted me. It's just like everybody was glad to see me. I didn't know, didn't understand that part. But anyway, I kept going, even though I was drinking for a while. And then finally they said, if you don't say you're an alcoholic, we're going to take your kids and lock you up. So I thought, well, I guess I better say I'm an alcoholic. So then I tried to do that, and I changed to another area from Pasadena to Arcadia. And then there's other things. But the fact that my alcohol being my solution to my problems meant that there was no way in the world that I thought that I could ever stop drinking. I believed that. There was no way that I could stop, because I couldn't stand, reality is a nice place to visit. I just didn't like to live there. And I didn't believe that it was possible to not cover that up. And so I was just gritting my teeth, and they made me do, I got 2 minutes. And so they tricked me. Now, new people, watch out. They're going to trick you here, and you might get well, you know. I'm just saying. But I listened for all the differences. I didn't listen for the similarities. That's what took me a year. And they said, for a certain length of time, we want you to run out of air. Certain length of time, we want you to set up the chairs. And then, but I thought, well, okay, for whatever length of time that was, when I'm through with that, I'm going to drink. Well, we came to the end of that. Well, now we want you to wash the ashtrays and wash the cups. We had real ashtrays, real cups. Oh, okay, I'll do that. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to drink. Well, this went on for over a year. And so I finally got to where the point was I was elected secretary of this really prestigious group. You know, if any of you ever had this problem? And so I thought, well, now Alcoholics Anonymous needs me. I'm so important. I think I was 2 years sober. If that relates, you relate to that, I don't know. But if you live through that period, you'll be fine. And we go through. No, see, my whole thing is no matter what, I don't care what you tell me, your reason, no matter what, you don't drink. No matter what, doesn't matter. It's going to be different tomorrow. You know, it's going to be different. And I figure if you can do it, if I can do it, you can do it. And I'm just grateful to have people in my life like Paul and many other people that I have for friends and that I feel so comfortable with, and I feel comfortable with all of you. Any meeting I go to, I feel real comfortable, and I'm happy, so happy to be here. And thanks, Paul, for letting me tag along.